We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
In stride, OBJ. He comes back to MetLife and does this.
Now, I tell you what, football is in trouble.
How about it? Junior.
The Red Sox beat them last night.
Ratings.
Sox got a 15. NFL got a 6.
Simeon looking for anything.
There's some things with the Jets. It'll be interesting to see.
Now he's grabbing his left leg.
You can relax.
Did anybody see my friend Antonio Brown?
Robert Klemko joins us on the line right now.
We actually heard from a tipster who said that Antonio Brown owed a bunch of people money.
Dollar bills, y'all.
He thinks sharing a picture with them on Instagram is some form of payment.
AB can't do no more unguaranteed.
We did hear that there were a couple people considering criminal charges against Antonio Brown.
You hit me up online. I didn't hit you up, exclamation point.
Right now.
Two things. One, I'm wet.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Mm. Interesting new tidbit right there with Robert Klemko, who wrote the piece on SI.com that we talked a lot about yesterday. There could be people coming forward with criminal charges. Now, are those the same people that are looking for their money, new people that are looking for their money, because I'm sure there are a few of those out there? Or is it maybe more than that? Could it be other women out there? Because I think that changes everything, does it not? Maybe not the bill collecting crap, but if somebody comes forward
with criminal charges.
I need to know what they are.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Well, he didn't specify.
Okay. So financially, the guy, he owes $35,000, right? The chef, whatever it is, $36,000?
Yes.
Can he make that criminal? Can he make that a criminal charge?
Yes, he can.
Okay, I don't care then. I don't care.
You don't care if new criminal charges come up?
No. I listen.
No, because you already know that he owes that type of money, and you know that in whatever
him being a deadbeat, him owing a lot of people a lot of money, that's not a concern with me in the football team. Now, if there's other criminal charges because there's two other women that are going to allege that he raped them,
that's the case.
That sexual assault, then I do care, okay? But, sorry, I had this argument all week, I feel like. Civil lawsuit. Oh, what if I just sued Tom Brady because I slipped the TB12? Sorry, sexual assault, rape changes the ball game.
You're arguing with a lot of people.
If this
lately.
Guy, yeah, I am. If this guy's getting criminally charged because he owes money, which we already know.
It's all about football. It's all about winning. I read Andy Hart's piece on WEEI.
I can't say that word, apparently.
You can't. No, you can't. Unless you
cheap bastard. Can I say cheap bastard?
No, yeah, you can.
Unless you are like pricking something.
Right.
So you use it.
Cheap bastard.
As verb, right? You can't use it.
Is that a reason to take him off the field?
No.
Is that a reason for Robert Kraft to cut him?
I read Andy Hart's piece today.
No.
He may be worth the trouble, but let's not pretend Antonio Brown isn't a troubling distraction. Is it a troubling distraction? Anybody watch these first two games?
It's
going to be talked about. We're going to spend time talking about it. You know why, Christian? Because these games are not going to be competitive.
All right, so hold on. I want to play the Klemko cut real quick, and then I got a comment.
We did hear over the course of the reporting that there were a couple people considering criminal charges against Antonio Brown, and we weren't able to report on any of those specifically because they haven't gathered all of their evidence and made the filings and all that. I think that that's going to be coming here in the next few weeks.
Okay, great. So, is he worth it when it's all said and done and when you have 2 weeks of information look at the AFC and then the challenge or the so-called challenge that will be for the Patriots to get to the AFC championship game, there's only two, and in my opinion, really one team that stands in their way, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. You can give me the Baltimore Ravens all day long, but I don't know what they'll be capable of doing after two games against crappy teams. They will figure out Lamar Jackson.
You need the Chiefs versus Baltimore before you play them.
All I'm saying is that when it's all said and done, I mean, criminal charges?
You all right?
Turn your head to the left.
You okay?
You're taking a physical. He's got the doctor on here.
Physical. Ordway's
jumping your bones.
I'd rather die than have his lips on mine. Can we just say that? My point is like, so, okay, I'm fine. I'll get through this civil case. But if you're going to keep piling on.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Hold on, let me just finish.
I'm just saying. All we got is a report. I'm not saying this is happened. I'm saying Klemko is saying that their criminal charges are coming, more charges, and these are going to be criminal.
From what?
I don't know.
From bill collectors? Lou just broke it down.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it does.
And so you think,
it absolutely
okay, what
does.
Is a criminal charge? So we're going to be criminal fraud?
Christian, these people, if he owes $35,000 to somebody, it already is a criminal charge.
We're talking
waiting for the person to file the criminal charges, but you've got a criminal lawsuit
against
that person.
I'll even take that out for you, and then you tell me if it's worth it or not. If he is worth it or not. A criminal charge comes up, and it's another sexual assault case.
Hold on, wait. Different story.
No.
Very different.
So everything is on the table, guys.
No.
And I will say this.
Different.
You got to tell me which charge it is.
Exactly.
I can't say you don't know.
There's a huge difference.
There's this cloud. It's like there's like landmines every single
day. So you're saying landmines. No?
Hold on. I'm asking you a question, and I'm going to back it up with information. And I want you to tell me,
go.
Is he worth it? We sat here and we talked about, you and I, because Glenn was late, of course. We talked about the AFC as a whole and their schedule.
Yeah.
And we went through it. Okay, so they do not have, so you got Ben's out, all these quarterbacks are out. Tell me, without Antonio Brown, with the team and the offense and the weapons that they have, is there a team in the AFC that can beat them?
Yes.
It's the same group.
Yes, Kansas City
It's really one team.
Suppose Gordon goes
one
down.
Team, and I would
suppose
say
Edelman goes down with an injury.
Okay, look, don't give me injuries.
I will.
We're working in my imagination.
Christian, do they not need his talent?
You're not invited.
Do they not need his talent?
I'm just saying, listen.
But to this point, you're not making sense. I hate to tell you.
I would like Miles Garrett. I would love his talent.
Terrific.
I would love Nick Chubb's talent.
A little dirty, by the way.
I would love, it doesn't matter.
Dirt.
My point is, like, the only reason why I brought this up, because I heard Klemko, and I'm like, wow. So you're telling me there's more landmines, possibly. So more people are being encouraged. They're being emboldened with this Brittany Taylor situation. Say, okay, well, listen, he's down.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Let's all pile on. I'm just saying, in the end...
He wasn't specific about it.
Listen, Glenn, will you...
You didn't listen to Lou. Lou broke it down.
Glenn,
there's
you're
a
not,
difference.
Listen, you don't get it, and you need to catch up.
I do
you
get it. You didn't listen
up.
To Lou. Lou gave it to you.
There's
a difference.
Criminal,
is it a criminal sexual assault case, or is it a criminal case because he owes $35,000?
It could be both.
There's a big difference.
It could be both.
Okay, my answer, he's worth it if he owes money to these people, and they're suing him, and I hope they get their money from the a-hole.
Okay.
On the other hand, if it's a criminal charge, sexual assault, then it's a whole new ballgame.
Okay, that's fine. So there's a 50-50.
He gave you that. You didn't listen to him.
There's a 50-50 chance of both.
The days I don't listen to
there's
him.
There's a 50-50 chance
Christian,
of both.
I can't answer that until I know which one it is.
I'm just telling you. Okay, so are you comfortable literally walking through life knowing that landmines are about to blow
you
up?
I'll say this.
Because that's what Antonio Brown is. He embodies a landmine.
I understand that. If he stays away from sexual assault and rape charges, are you saying once they get past this thing, and we don't even know where this is going to go, this might land his ass suspended too. We have no clue. But if the landmines the rest of the way, the surprises are that the chef is now filing a criminal charge because he owes him $38,000, I would say, okay, whatever. Yeah, of course he's worth it. Put him on the field. Who cares? If he's got to go away to court for a week, whatever. We'll see what comes of it. But no, he's playing football. I'm not taking him off the football field because he's a cheap bastard. Is that better, Ryan? Is that word better?
Yeah, you can use that.
Because he's a cheap bastard.
Right.
All right, I'm not taking him
off
the football field.
You don't have to keep on repeating it.
However, if there's another criminal charge now on top of the civil lawsuit that involves sexual assault, beating women, raping women, then I would say bye-bye.
Yeah, yes. And here's
you
the thing.
Still have a good
see you later.
So, that's
okay.
A whole
okay, so
different
fine.
Game.
With that in mind, you don't know, right?
No.
None of us know, but now Klemko just brought it up as, this is a possibility. And of course, you're not going to be alerted to it. No one's going to say, hey, this is coming down the pipe. No one's going to sit there and give you a hint. They're just going to smack it in on your lap and say, deal with it, New England Patriots.
My educated guess?
Deal with it.
Given the way Klemko said, he said some of these people or whatever, or there are, I don't know what the wording was. It sounds like it's the people that he talked to that he owes money to.
Correct.
That some of them are going to file the criminal charge.
And if that's
so, it's not 50-50. I'm leaning towards the criminal charge is he owes money to people. And with that, I say he plays football.
I'm with
yes,
you.
He is.
I'm with
that.
You.
Okay. What are you saying?
No answer. What are you
considering criminal charges against Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
what do you say?
When I looked at the schedule, when I looked at the team the way it is, it isn't worth it. He's not worth it.
So you think this team can win without him? That's what you're thinking.
Definitely.
Okay, so that's a different story.
100%.
That's a different story.
And I'll ask you, do you think they can win without him?
I'm not sure.
Okay, listen, I'm not going to ask you any football questions.
Why not?
You have no freaking clue what you're talking about.
Yes.
Do you think they can win without him?
Yes.
Why not? I don't think that. You think that wide receiver core is reliable?
It's always an unknown.
Is it reliable?
I don't know.
But here's the thing.
I don't think they're reliable.
But here's the thing.
Philip Dorsett hasn't dropped the pass in 2 years.
Do they have a better chance?
2 years he hasn't dropped the pass.
Do they have a better chance with it? Do they have a better chance with it?
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course, but that's not the point.
So if there's no.
The fact is that they can get by without him.
Could. Maybe.
Will. How about this? No. Will get by without him.
You can't argue the way you're arguing right now. You can't sit there and say, well, what if there's injuries? I mean, look around the league. Any team can do that. Any team can get hurt. And if they lose their big guns, one or two of them, then, yeah, most teams aren't as good as they are.
Okay, Lucia,
yes, they can win without him. I'm not going to sit there and say, well, what happens if Josh Gordon gets suspended? What happens if Julian Edelman gets hurt? What happens if Philip Dorsett gets hurt?
That's all part of it.
It is. Okay.
What if
Tyreek Hill never comes back? What if Travis Kelce breaks his leg? What if DeMarcus Robinson tweaks his hammy and he's done for the year?
How are they doing? So why do you think Bill Belichick wants to stay with him? Why do you think Bill Belichick
is very talented?
Because he's a hoarder.
Because they want him.
Yes.
No, they don't need.
Because you have a better chance to win with him because you've got questions.
You do.
But the reason
he got him, Glenn, he got him because
back.
He's an opportunity to grab the best wide receiver in football.
Correct.
Without giving up draft picks and huge dollars.
You're making my point. Thank you very much.
What are you talking about?
That's exactly what it is.
No. He didn't get him because he needed him. He got him because he couldn't refuse him.
He got him because he needed him.
No, it was such a good deal. He couldn't refuse him.
Do you think he believes deep down inside that Josh Gordon is definite? He's 100% he's going to be here all year long?
I don't think he thinks he needs him. He got him because he couldn't refuse the offer. He couldn't refuse the value in which he got him.
Oh, I think he needs him.
You've had two.
I think that's why he just got Josh Gordon last year after game three when people said, what the hell is he doing? And he needed.
Yeah, he needed him.
Yeah, but now...
He had nobody.
But Josh Gordon was your entire passing game last year. So what happens if he goes down? If he has a relapse, then where are you?
Now you've got other guys in the mix.
And you don't have you don't have Antonio Brown.
We are not dealing with what ifs. We're not dealing with...
Who? Who are the other guys in the mix?
Last year, how'd you feel about Philip Dorsett? How did you feel about him compared to this year?
But how about Dorsett as your number one and number two?
Compared to this year?
Okay, come on.
I like Dorsett, but let's not
get carried away. Did you like him more this year?
Yeah, well,
okay, you feel better
about
him.
He was good last year.
How was Jacoby Myers on his team last year? Was he good?
Yeah, we don't know what you're going to get out of Jacoby. We don't know what you're going to get out of Jacoby Myers.
Careful. You're so careful. Why are you afraid to pick a side?
It was more dire.
I am picking a side. I'm picking the opposite side of your side.
The wide receiving situation last year was so much more dire. So much more. They had nothing last year when they got Gordon.
Because they had Gordon.
Well, this year when they had
Gordon worked out.
Okay, we got to sell some pretzels.
Go to break.
We got to sell some pretzels.
But Gordon
they
could
have Demaryius Thomas.
Wait until camp.
They let him go. Why? If they didn't pick up Antonio Brown, they could have still have Demaryius Thomas Josh Gordon and Edelman and Philip Dorsett and Jacoby Myers and maybe N'Keal Harry in week 8 or 9, whatever it is. They are such better situation
a lot of
at wide receiver
guys.
Than last year.
A lot of questionable
are
guys.
Are they better than they were last year?
I don't know. They are with Antonio Brown.
Oh.
But I don't know. How do you know? You're going on Myers based on what he did in the preseason, Lou?
No, I'm going on.
He wasn't even active this week.
I'm going off Dorsett. I'm going off Josh Gordon.
Dorsett was good last year.
I'm going off Julian Edelman, who, by the way, he didn't have either one of those guys for the first 3 weeks of the season. 4 weeks of the season was Edelman or Gordon. Dorsett last year was nothing.
So let me.
This year he's got a bigger role. He understands it more.
We'll
obviously looked good.
We'll see. So let's get back to Christian's original point.
Myers.
We'll get back to that. You think they're good enough they don't need Antonio Brown.
They don't.
So this
no.
is too much
it's
of a distraction.
Worth it.
And it's not worth it. You would let him go.
I'm going to say it. They can win without him. Is that clear enough?
So let me ask you.
They can win, and they can win the Super Bowl without him.
They could. Possibly could.
And I'm basing that on the new information that Klemko said, and we can get into it more.
Okay, so hold on. So Klemko says more these people may come forward with criminal charges, and you're telling me if one of them or two of them do, and it is about debt that they owe the individual, you're telling me you would cut bait on Antonio Brown?
I got to think about it. That one I got to think
about. Excuse me?
I got to think about
you're
that
you're sitting here chastising
it's a tease.
For not making a point?
I've been teasing
this. You're so
this.
Full of it. You're teasing your brain
Come
right
back
now.
And hear That's my answer. You know. Come back
right,
and hear
we'll
my
We'll do
answer.
That next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
He has a history now of hiring people to do a job and then creating some sort of division when the pay is due and then not paying. You know, at some point that becomes illegal. And a lot of these people enter verbal contracts with Antonio Brown because they don't have any suspicion that he's not going to pay them because he is worth this amount of money. We did hear over the course of the reporting that there were a couple people considering criminal charges against Antonio Brown. And we weren't able to report on any of those specifically because they haven't gathered all of their evidence and made the filings and all that. I think that that's going to be coming here in the next few weeks.
All right, the more you hear that with Robert Klemko on earlier today with Dale and Keith, he follows it up after he's talking about the people he owes money to. And there is a pattern here, and he's right about that, that he seems to go into business, have great vision, want to do this with you, and let's do this. And then the other person puts all the effort into it, and then he backs out at the last second, doesn't pay them, and stiffs them. But if it is just that these people are going to file criminal charges, which they should do, if he owes more than, you know, the limit within that state, you know, for small claims, then you're telling me, Christian, you're telling me if this stuff pops out and suddenly all of the stuff we just read about now becomes criminal charges against them, you're saying the Patriots should drop
I'm
Antonio
telling you,
Brown?
If that's what you want to call it, fine. I'm saying he's not worth it.
So you say drop him.
If more stuff comes up, yes, drop him.
Criminal charges with
criminal,
the same debt.
Doesn't matter.
Not
criminal,
sexual assault.
Criminal is only going to lead to another one. This is Pandora's box has been opened.
And
I say
crazy.
That. No, and I say that not is less about Antonio Brown himself, but more about 2 weeks of information with football, with seeing some football teams, looking at their scores, looking at their schedule.
Yeah, you're getting giddy.
I'm getting
you think they don't need Antonio Brown.
No.
That's what this is about.
You don't need him. No, listen. Okay, if you have him, listen, he's going to make
you. Long season, baby. You play two.
He's going to make you unstoppable.
What's wrong with that?
Unstoppable. Okay, I'm here. So he almost guarantees it in a way. Okay, I think everyone sleeps better at night knowing Antonio Brown is out there. Maybe you shudder a little bit because you know you're embarrassed.
It's scary
them.
To think about him on this team.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, but I'm still saying they're good enough without him. And not only are they good enough, but they're also going to have a lot of support from the other teams in the AFC.
Okay,
I don't care if Lamar Jackson is the next best thing to ever play football.
I'm not in on it.
The Patriots will find a way to stop him and isolate him. That one, they're going to have plenty of information by then. First two or three teams, not going to have a clue what to do.
Okay, I think you're crazy. I think there's a separation and a difference between sexual assault. If somebody comes forward with a sexual assault or a rape charge against him, he's criminally charged, and the authorities believe there's enough evidence to actually take it to court and charge him, then that's a different story. I'm with you. I wash my hands of it, and I don't care where I am as a team. At that point, I'm saying goodbye. People owe him money,
whatever.
And suddenly they use the courts to remedy their issue, which I don't blame them for doing. It is their right to go get their money. I'm sorry. All it is a bunch of media attention. He's cheap. He's a cheap bastard. He doesn't pay people off. That's got nothing to do with the football field.
Because
I'm not dumping him because of that.
You know, you could find out in those charges
then Antonio Brown may be broke.
Yes.
And there's a reason why.
Yeah.
So you're going to cut a guy because he's broke? Well, why aren't you paying? Because I got no money. I can't admit it publicly. Well, you may be forced to in a court of law.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll see. And that's probably embarrassing for him. So he hasn't admitted. But that's maybe the reason why he hasn't paid anyone. The charge that I would be concerned with is this artist. And, you know, I mentioned the other day when you said, like, the lawyer, this is just what Antonio Brown's lawyer does. He defends his client. I get it. But there's a difference between, like, you know, people feeling like you're guilty and getting off and then on the charges and then standing up there and talking to the media and saying, see, this is proof that my client did nothing wrong and he was innocent, as he did when one of his baby mamas dropped the charges in fear that it might jeopardize his career for that reason. And this guy comes out and says, this is proof Antonio did nothing wrong. When he came out and said and released that statement, Antonio Brown has reviewed the sexual misconduct allegations made by the unnamed artist and denied that he engaged in any such activities. If you're that unnamed artist right now, that'd be the charge I'd be concerned with.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay, and that's my point.
Oh, really?
Lou.
Now you're going to come out? Oh, publicly you're going to come out and deny it? Okay, you know what? Yeah, now I'm going to come after you.
Okay, and
now,
that is...
Because you want to sit there in your little high horse and talk about the lawyer talk and be like, he doesn't do any of this stuff. It's like, oh, you know what? Now I will. Now I will come forward.
There'd be a lot more
that would be the charge.
A lot more concern than some
of
the stuff.
So the point is that there's an unknown. And if you want to lean towards the criminal charge being something of a financial aspect, he owes money, fine. You'll go that way because it's easy for you to swallow and to make your case. I'm saying you have no clue. I would say all this is just the tip of the iceberg. And if I don't know about you, but I like to know what's coming. I want to be able to rest at night. You think Bill's having, like, you know, great sleep when you have a guy like Antonio Brown that's just constantly bringing baggage left and right?
Do you think he has great sleep and did last year with Josh Gordon? No.
Different situation.
No, it isn't. Glenn. It isn't.
He wasn't out there. He had a drug issue.
Right.
Okay, so this was so much easier. People were empathetic to him. People understood it. People were championing
him. It's about winning football games. It's about dependability.
Totally
it's
different.
About showing up on Sunday, and you can't
how
depend.
Gonna compare, how are you going to compare Josh easily, Gordon and Antonio Brown?
Easily. You can't depend on Josh Gordon showing up this Sunday. You can't depend on Antonio Brown not showing up on
well,
Sunday because there's
this.
Another incident
Christian,
out
does this
there.
Matter?
Neither
does,
one of them are reliable.
Matter? Is it a, you come here with a clean slate. Okay, so if you say that to him, you think they said that to him? Or you think that was understood, clean slate? How can you go back and look at what's happened in the past, if it's, say, financial? If it's women, to me, it's off the charts, all right? But financial. Okay, I don't want to hear of anything from this point on. You know, week six, I don't want to hear you did something week three here as a member of the New England Patriots. Is there a chance that that might play a role when these things occurred? You owe money? Pay your bills. What are we doing here? Like, does Bill care at all whether it happens under his roof or it happened while he's in Pittsburgh or while he's in Oakland or while he's in the offseason with another member of another team? I don't know if that plays in any kind of role.
I'm just saying that when I heard the Klimko piece,
but the charges, it depends on what
when
they are.
When you, listen, they'll be great with him, maybe historic with him, but they'll be great without him. If for you to say that, do you think they'll go to the AFC Championship game? Don't bring up injuries. Do you think they'll go to the AFC Championship game without Antonio
probably.
Brown? That's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a yes. So
probably. But
okay, so to my point, I'm sitting there looking at it. I'm like, why are they bothering with this clown? Like, they honestly don't need him.
Because he's the best receiver they have. And they can't depend
Green
on Gordon.
Green is good.
And even though you sit and talk about Philip Dorsett, if these other guys are gone, Philip Dorsett is suddenly going to be covered by the number one or number two cornerback, and it might be a different ballgame. Right
maybe
now,
you don't score.
He gets a low
maybe
guy on the depth chart
fine. But you,
defending
maybe,
him.
But, okay, so
different
fine.
Story,
maybe,
guys.
Maybe your
you
offense,
don't know about Harry.
Maybe your offense doesn't score 50 points a game. Maybe they score 24, but your defense holds everyone to six.
I don't think Bill's thinking the way
nine.
You're thinking. Bill's
no,
not
no,
thinking that
I,
way.
Of course he
Bill,
isn't.
Bill wants as many people as he can. He wants as much protection because you need as many great players as you can to win this thing. Let's go to the
nice
hotels. You're welcome, Bill. Here's Sarah. Sarah's in Norwood. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Glenn. I have to agree with Fourier. I don't agree
you
with
you want to let him go then right now. If criminal charges come out for debt that he owes people money, you want to cut him.
I give you a shout out, Fourier.
You want to cut him?
So let me just clarify, okay? I don't think you need this much depth at receiver. And if charges come up against him that relate to, like, physical harm.
We already said that. We already said that, sir. It's a different ballgame. That's not what's happening, though, right? Right now we're talking about these people that owe him money now taking him to criminal court. What?
He owes them money.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But that's very different than other types of charges.
That's my point. Thank you for agreeing with me. I appreciate it.
I don't agree just with
did.
You.
Just did.
I don't agree with you.
You just did.
Well, let it go.
No, I'll talk to her. You can talk to her if you want. Go ahead. I just...
All I'm saying is he went out and got him because he was so good that you'd be a fool not to go get him, but they don't need him to win. They don't.
Okay. They got him after knowing that he threatened... Physically, his general manager was going to punch out his lights. Somebody who happens to be close to Bill Belichick. So they knew an awful lot about him, and they brought him aboard. So now suddenly, after hearing that people he owes people money, and they may criminally charge him.
I want my money.
Exactly, which I don't blame them. Suddenly, Bill is going to let him go? I think Christian's crazy about this. Makes zero sense. Now, somebody comes forward with a rape charge, and the police are involved, and there's a police record, and we're dealing with criminal charges. Different ballgame.
I agree. So I'm more on your side with that one, Glenn. If it's just financial, I think you keep the guy, and I think it's worth it, and you deal with it. However, I do believe that Bill got this guy because he couldn't pass it up. He couldn't pass it up.
Absolutely.
And it was not out of need.
Put the blinders on, didn't he?
Not out of need. It was just more of, God, imagine what we could be with this guy. God, I can't pass this up. That's why he got him. It wasn't, you know, to me, they got Josh Gordon because they absolutely needed someone to throw the football to. They got guys to throw the football to.
Can I bring you
back? Their offense is still pretty damn good.
Can I bring you back a few weeks ago when this guy, this was before Antonio Brown, this guy was sitting there saying that they were fine. Their receiving core was very good and it could even get a lot better. You and I took the opposite position that none of them are reliable. Demaryius Thomas coming back from an injury. Josh Gordon, we know what his situation is. Edelman, anything could happen. You lose him, and where's your fill-in? We don't know about Harry. He's injured already. You don't know how good he's going to be. We said that. You and I did, and now suddenly you're telling me
there's a timeline with this wide receiving core, and it has changed drastically in the last 6 weeks. 6 weeks ago, you said this is the worst wide receiving core that Tom Brady will ever have.
Well, how did it change? How did it change?
What do you mean, how did it change?
I'm asking, how did it change?
Well, Josh Gordon got reinstated. I had no clue who Jacoby Myers was. I hadn't seen N'Keal Harry yet. Philip Dorsett slides in. Demaryius Thomas, who I didn't think was going to be available to week 8, actually played in the preseason. I said, huh, all right. They've actually got some guys now. This is actually a pretty good wide receiving group.
Hold on, Lou.
Before Antonio Brown.
If N'Keal Harry was terrific through the preseason and he was healthy and he wasn't going to miss the first 6, 7, 8 weeks, then maybe you would have something. So you drafted a guy because you had a need at that position, and the guy can't play on the field. And you're feeling good about that? Jacoby Myers was not good enough to be activated for the game this past Sunday.
Because he had Antonio Brown. Was he activated the week before without Antonio
Brown? Josh Gordon's been suspended 6 times in the National Football League. And you tell me, you're a betting man.
They have talented wide receivers. Last year they did not.
You're a betting man. You want to put money on the table that he's going to be here the whole season?
Nope.
There you go. So where's your depth?
N'Keal Harry will be ready by the time he gets suspended.
Okay. And we don't know what he is. So there's your good feeling about the wide receivers. I think they need Antonio Brown. I think there's still great questions about the reliability of the guys on that depth chart. If they're all healthy and they all play up to their potential, you're right, scary. Suppose they don't. Suppose guys have relapses. What happens then? Suppose Harry is not ready for the big time.
We can play suppose all we want with anybody.
Yeah, but none of them. Suppose Kelsey gets hurt. Yeah, but the reliability factor is low with this crew. I think it's real low. All right, back to the phone calls coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
For me, initially, it was a culture shock. It was definitely different. You know, I think as I grew in this environment and got to observe other young men move and organize and act professionally, expectations were high, and it wasn't anything more than what I think they knew that they could do was being asked of them. You know, I knew, I was like, all right, this is the way it's done here. You know, I could either get with it or look for a transition somewhere else. It's tough, but it's, if this is what you want to do, you know, this, I think this is the best place to be. Is Antonio, he's gonna have to figure out his own way, many, just like everybody else has, you know.
That is Josh Gordon, who has suddenly become the Patriots' Antonio Brown spokesperson. It's absolutely amazing. Came out Sunday after the game, and I couldn't believe it. Not three questions, not four, seven. Seven.
Seven.
And they were throwing the questions at him about AB, and he's amazing, answering them.
Seven.
I mean, it was unbelievable. You talk about how things change. Belichick said nothing about it. Brady said nothing about it. There's Josh Gordon going on and on and on. Back to the phone calls we go. Here's a TC. He's driving around in a car. TC.
Yeah, hey, fellas. Hey. I'm calling. I'm trying to understand when we got so soft around here. This is Boston. We're about championships. Who cares about anybody's personal business? I could care less. All I care about is the W. I'm not understanding all these bleeding hearts and all this softness that's going around.
Yeah, Christian.
And I'm hearing on the radio. It's ridiculous.
What are the people soft about? What topic?
Soft about Antonio Brown. Soft. Who cares about what Antonio Brown does? Who cares who didn't pay? Who cares about the chicks he deals with? Can he catch the ball? Does he show up and know the playbook? You know what I'm saying? When do we start caring about all this nonsense? I'm not understanding when we got so soft out here in Boston. And I'm trying to understand where this change happened.
Well, let me ask you, TC. How would you feel like, you know, if you had a player in your team and the video came out that he beat the hell out of her in an elevator? Would you want him on your team because he's a good player?
Man, I don't care about what he did on the elevator.
So you don't care?
Anybody in the locker room?
No, I just want to know where you're at. You're pretty hardcore, TC. God bless you. You're the ultimate fan. I hear you, man. I mean, I know people like you.
I don't care. All right. Honestly, I don't care.
Okay. All right, TC.
There you go.
Yeah, the elevator might have been a soft stretch. Sexual assault might be a stretch.
Soft.
But you are soft. You're soft in Boston.
Yeah, what's wrong? You're soft. Now you don't want AB to play?
But it, the fact that he owes money to these people. By the way,
what he wanted, if Bill Cosby was a young football player and they found out that he was up to
TC, don't care, catch the ball.
Hey, Bill, we don't care about no jokes, man.
Hey, if OJ had something left in them legs, TC wants him on the team.
Was it Darren? Is it Darren Sharper? Was he the guy from Dallas?
Whatever,
good-looking guy.
Yep.
Who was like drugging women to have sex with him because he didn't want to go through the trouble of like actually wooing them the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I think it was only nine.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. She's out.
18 years. He's going, right? Going
this
to the
is Boston.
Big camp. Vinny's in Rhode Island. Vinny.
What about championships?
Vinny. Christian.
Yeah, Vinny, Christian. What's up? What's up, Vinny, my homie?
Listen to me, my friend. Listen, I don't think he's a nice guy and everything, but you're way off base here.
Well, what part am I off on?
All right, so listen. What do you want to do? You want to cut him?
Did you? Okay, no, keep going.
All right, so let me lay out a situation. We cut him because he may have owed people money. And what stops the one team that could challenge us for the championship from picking him up? Then how are you going to feel if he's playing for KC? I don't care if you suspend him for the whole year.
Oh, that'd be
That's
crazy.
Fine. But if you cut him and KC picks him up, then how are you going to feel?
Vinny,
that was a possibility.
Vinny, my thing was, okay, so I don't know. Do you like walking through life knowing that there's a landmine that you're probably going to step on and it'll probably
That's not
blow?
My problem.
Do whatever you do. What we're doing is we're assuming that if I'm running this team, like, I look at my team, I look at my defense, I look at my offense, I look at my backs and my wide receivers, and more importantly, I look at my competition, Vinny. There's no pushback. There's only one team that can derail you. One team. Well, then good luck to you. I think Kansas City Chiefs, with all their issues, are going to sit there and try to convince their fans that, oh, wait, we had Kareem Hunt, we had Tyreek Hill, and let's add Antonio Brown.
They might have taken him. You don't know.
Now?
Why don't we just get rid of Edelman? Because we don't know if he's going to, you know, do PEDs again, and that might be a time bomb ticking.
My point is that at some point in time, and remember, this all comes from the Klemko, interview that the guys did earlier today. And when he brought up the whole fact that criminal charges are coming, he didn't say who. He didn't say what. He didn't say what if it's going to be fraud. If it was going to be financial.
Yeah, but you don't care.
No. My point.
Either way, you don't care.
I don't want. Is he worth it? The answer is no. You can win without him. I think he's great. They're going to win with him. That's the thing. They can win with him. They can win without him.
Can I admit that I'm not usually the most consistent guy? I like to flip-flop based on new information, and maybe that's what you're doing right now. Maybe you're taking a page out of my book, but you started by saying when this first came up, you wanted Antonio Brown, okay?
I'm not denying what happened in Oakland.
I sat here and said there's a 50-50 shot he makes it through the season, even though I wanted him. You said, nope, 100%. He's good. He's going to be good. And now suddenly, when Robert Klemko comes out and said there might be some criminal charges coming forward for people that he owes money to.
Hey, hold on.
You want to get rid of
him. Now you're changing it. Hey, Ryan.
No, I'm not changing it.
You did play. You changed it.
No, you.
He didn't specifically say money.
That's correct. Wait a minute. Hold on. You said it didn't make a difference. No, Christian.
Oh, no, I don't.
It's nothing to do with Klemko. You said it doesn't
make a difference.
Okay. There you go.
Because I'm Dunsky. How about that?
Right.
Does that make you feel better? So,
I've seen you like this. You get worn out.
No, I'm not.
You're soft. That guy's right. You are soft.
Okay, fine.
You're soft. I'm from
L.A. It's probably the realization that this thing...
This is Boston.
...may not go away.
No, but that...
It's not going away.
Hold on. That, and I sat there and was like, well, I'm just looking... Listen, we were talking, and I remember right before the show started, I'm like, is this guy even worth it? When you sit there and they can get by and they can get through their entire schedule with maybe one or two hiccups, three just to be fair. They have a bye, they go through the playoffs, they have one team that they're going to beat. That team is not going to have Antonio Brown on their team. I'm sorry, Vinny and everybody else who's calling in. That's all. I'm going to go, do I like walking every day, waking up every day knowing that eventually there's another bomb about to go off?
Excuse me, it's like Brett Kavanaugh. There are bombs going off every day. It doesn't mean any of them are reality.
I understand what you're saying, though. I mean, because this isn't like...
one's going to be real.
Because you
the media, that's what happens. We all look for stuff.
When you asked Vinny that living your life, he's like, I don't care. Because AB's not his life. He's a fan. You know, but for Bill Belichick, football's his life. The coaches, the organization, this is their job. This is their life. So, yes, maybe they go to work every day not knowing what's next. And Vinny can't relate to that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what world he's in. Maybe he's in a financial world. He's doing something illegal. How do you like going to work every day wondering if the FBI is going to come into your office?
This is Boston.
You know, maybe he's cheating on his wife. And every day he goes home, he doesn't know if that's the night his wife catches him. Like, that's kind of what you're talking about. Like, the landmines, right? Walking around every single day on eggshells like, geez, I don't know where this is going to go next. But all I can tell you is, if it's strictly financial charges, again, what if you find out he is just broke? Okay, and he doesn't want to admit it. So I'm going to cut him because he can't pay these guys back and publicly doesn't want to shame and come out with the fact that he doesn't have it.
I think it's an overall pattern, and I think it's starting. I think it's starting to gain
shame. Christian.
Yes,
think of shame.
No, that's fine.
Shame.
Let me give you one real quick.
Soft
Mike,
shame.
How about this, Michael Kendricks? You know Michael Kendrick's still playing?
This is unbelievable. He told me this during the break. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
This is the slippery slope that everybody keeps talking about or where the NFL is in a lot of these situations. Think about this. So this guy, okay, has already pled guilty, okay, from making about over $1 million from insider trading.
Philly dude, right?
Felony. Already pled guilty of it. So the league suspended him 8 games last year. He came back and played week 13, but then he got hurt. So he had a sentence for April 4th for sentencing. Guilty. A convicted felon. I mean, he's convicted of it, right? They pushed it to September 25th. It's now pushed to November 21st. He is playing for the Seattle Seahawks. He has already admitted guilt. He is guilty. He's trying to figure out how long he's going to go away for. They suspended him. He outlasted the suspension because the hearings keep getting pushed back. And he's going to play football this year. As of now, the hearing is November 21st.
So you know what he did, Christian? He did exactly what Martha Stewart did, except she went to prison. He's playing in the NFL. You can't take Antonio Brown out because he owes people money.
It's a different situation. Totally different. It's a one-off situation. The guy's never been in trouble, made a terrible mistake. He served his fine. He served his suspension. He's back in the league.
Stop it. You're writing it off.
It's crazy because this
is it was $1.3 million for him. How many others did it affect?
How did it affect him? Hey, Glenn, buy Uber. I got a hot tip. I had a driver.
It's very unique in that, all right, we're going to put him on the exempt list until we look further into the case. Oh, he pled guilty. Okay, we're going to suspend him 8 games. Somehow he hasn't been sentenced yet, so he's beyond the 8 games, and now he's still playing football while he's waiting November 21st to be sentenced.
I'm pissed if I'm Martha. I am pissed.
I mean, he's going to play. What is November 21st? What is that, like week 12?
He was on Hard Knocks. He was on Hard Knocks, breaking down film or whatever.
On that ball coming in, 86, I think is the best receiver on the team. You hit his ass over and over. He doesn't want any smoke.
Give me some investment opportunities.
He's making $4.5 million this year. He's playing football.
Charles is down at the Cape. Hello, Charles.
Great show, you guys. A fantastic show, as always.
Thank you.
I have a question here. I'm not looking for trouble. It's only an opinion, but it seems to be quite a few people's opinion. Where is Kraft in the coach of this team on a character list right now as far as letting this clown come on to this team? Where do those people rate as character quality people? Does they know what they're getting? Why do they let him continue to be on a team when they know what he's like?
No, Robert said if he knew, he wouldn't have signed him.
I don't buy all that.
I don't buy that for a minute.
Because you could do something about it.
They knew exactly what they were
getting. You could do something about it.
They knew everything about it.
Well, I'm not sure they knew
everything about it. But they knew enough.
They knew enough. They knew that.
Well, if you really feel that strongly about him, cut him now.
Well, wait a minute.
Tough guy.
They already knew that he wanted to punch Mike Mayock's lights out. Okay, so you already knew that stuff. There was a civil lawsuit in progress. That's what you probably didn't know, but they got him because he's a great football player. If he sucked, he wouldn't be around. I hate to say it. I'll say it again. As much as Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed by the NFL, if he were Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, that type of talent, I don't care if he's taking a knee. And as much as people are pissed off, Colin Kaepernick would have a job right now. Matter of fact, he could be starting Sunday for the Jets. If you look at what they got left over. John's down at the Vineyard. Hey, John.
Hey, you guys.
What's up, John?
I just got one thing to say. Quickly, how quickly we forget about Justice Smollett and how quickly that whole thing got smeared by the media and nobody, everybody would jump on his bandwagon and how quickly that spiraled into nothing, right?
There are multiple cases of stuff like this. You've got the Kavanaugh case now, even stuff in the New York Times in the last 48 hours. You had the Duke lacrosse team. We can go on and on and on. That's why, to me, until you have a criminal case and there is strong evidence, she said
the Jesse
story.
Smollett one is a bad example because the minute that thing went public, I think everyone sat there and went, wait, what?
Do you buy the face mask?
I'm not sure of that. I think there was a race division there.
Most human beings that didn't look at it politically or have an agenda sat there and said, wait, what? Okay, yeah, I got to find out more about this.
Agenda, I would
agree.
That's
why it wasn't really reported mainstream media for about 2 weeks. Because people were just like, what?
Oh, I think it was reported on.
It should have been.
Oh, it was reported on right away when it happened.
Wasn't as big on the national media as it should have been given that story. Because people sat back and they waited a little bit. It was all over TMZ. It was all over some of the rumors. But the big ones stayed away because it looked as shady as it sounded.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. You're not watching MSNBC or CNN because they were all over it because it played to their political agenda. Yes, that the black man had been beaten up. Yeah, I remember.
Break the law.
Well, I remember. I remember how it happened. And this thing happened for 2 weeks. We haven't heard much about it.
Yeah. All right.
No one's talking about it.
617-779-7937. That is our phone number. Load them up. We get back to your phone calls next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.